didn't expect to be here tonight. I'm standing here, so I'm not dressed for the occasion. Please forgive me for that. I felt led to pray for the prophet. And as I prayed for him, he spoke to me and he said that there was something in God, in me coming and responding to what he was going to bring. That connection is really difficult for people to understand, but we understand it as the apostolic and the prophetic working together. So I'm here in obedience to God. My sense of what I was hearing in the prophetic words was this, that in the first word it was very strong, this idea of come. And in the second word it was very strong, this idea of go. I don't think we can go unless we come. And I think there's a place where we need to come to before we can really go. So God speaks to us and he says, I want you to come home. I want you to come back to a place that you know, that you love, that you value, that you feel secure in, that you feel warm and perhaps even cozy in. I want you to know the house of grace. I want you to come home. Speaking to a people of grace, we know grace, we understand grace. But God says, I want you to come home. I want you to come home to a place where you're of one mind and one heart. We struggle with that. God touches on areas that are relevant for us as a church and relevant for us as a body and relevant for us as pastors and leaders. And God says, I want you to come home to a place where you're of one mind and one heart, where your double-mindedness will evaporate. I know who you are. You are caught between two places. With everything that you have, and God says, I will bring stability again. Hallelujah. I believe that God has spoken. And he has said, I will bring stability again. And out of that stability, we then have the strength to be able to go. So the other word is saying, I want you to go and I want you to leave behind the legal. I want you to leave behind the careful, the controlling, and I want you to be releasing. I want you to be an apostolic people who are releasing one another and releasing grace and moving in grace and functioning in grace and growing in grace and just being a people of grace that the community and that this country will become more aware of than they ever have before. That's what God has said to us, that we can be that. God said, it's you. It's not somebody that we're thinking about in our churches that needs this. This is you and me in this place tonight that God is speaking to. God is saying, come and then go. And I want to go. I want to go. I want to be the person that can carry the grace, that can take this releasing. I want my people in Dover to be released as they've never had before. I want to see ministries function. I want to see individuals growing in God. I want all of that. But God said very seriously to me, Eric, you've got to come to a place where you're not double-minded, where you're not thinking in opposition to others, where you're in unity, where you are together, where you're believing together and living together and functioning together. And out of that, then you can go. And I don't know anything else other than that tonight. That's what I'm hearing. And if you are hearing anything of that, then we can stand, we can say, God, we are willing to come. To come home. We hear the voice of God. And as we close our eyes, we will see the Father running towards us. We will see him open-armed, waiting for us as we run together, to be in togetherness, to be in unity, to be as one as never before. And out of that, we can then find an opportunity, I'm sure, to say, Lord, now show us how we can just be releasing and liberating ourselves from the things that have maybe inhibited us, the thoughts, the traditions, the concerns about who will think what, but instead moving in grace.